Good morning. How's everyone today? We're good? Great. All right. First simple question of the day. What holiday are we celebrating next week? See, I told you it was a simple question. Yes, ma'am. What's that? Nope. Thanksgiving. Woo! All right. What does everybody do during Thanksgiving? Tell me what your family does during Thanksgiving. What kind of little traditions do you have? You what? You be grateful. Yes. Okay. What else do we do? Yes. You're eating turkey. You like turkey? No. Okay. What else do we do with our great traditions of Thanksgiving? Go on vacation. Yay!
My grand comes and then we have a big dinner, but we don't eat turkey.
You don't like turkey, so you don't have it, but grandma comes and does grandma cook?
Nope.
Okay, but grandma's gonna be there. What else do we do during Thanksgiving? We play games. Make Jell-O, is that what you said? All right. Family traditions. Some football. All right. Deacon Bill's not here to cheer on his Lions.
Family.
The family. All right, what else do we do? You go to Grandma and Grandpa's house over the river and through the woods. Visit your cousins. Okay, all great things. All right, but our first answer was also very good. Grateful. All right. So what are we grateful for? Who is grateful? Oh, thank you, Lord, for giving me. Yeah. What's that? College football 25. Video games. You are thankful for video games. All right, detention. Okay.
Hockey.
What are we grateful for? Your family.
My cousins.
Your cousins. Your pets.
My home.
Your house, your home. It's warm, isn't it?
My TV.
Your TV. All right, another detention.
My education.
Your education. Knowing how to read. Knowing math. What are you thankful for? Your bed. Oh, I'm so thankful for my bed every night. Woo! All right, what else are we grateful for?
A chimney.
A chimney. Okay. Because Santa Claus comes down the chimney, doesn't he? That's, yep. Right. You're grateful that you can help people have food. Okay, awesome sauce. Okay. Now, in our gospel reading today, we had this really wealthy person gave some coins to other people and said, hey, I want you to do something with it. Okay? So we got some food, and I'm going to give it to some people that don't have it. That's what a great example of that. But here's the one thing I want you to think about, pray about, really come into your own heart, to think in your own heart, what talent has God given to you? Just you, not to me. He might have given you a great talent. He might have given you a talent to be a teacher. He might have given you a talent to be a hockey player. He might have given you a talent to be a family member, to love, to have that sense of love, and to be that family. Here's the thing. God has given all of us something special. He's given all of us a plan, his plan, for you and for me. And your plan that God has given to you is only for you. Not just for your best friend and you, but just you. And he wants you to live out that plan. He wants you to go out and use your talents that you have and share them with the world, to bring glory to him, to share his love, to share his mercy. And we need to be grateful for that. But also we need to put it into action. One of the characters in the gospel was full of fear and afraid. I don't want to do that. That's going to be difficult. He's going to demand a lot, so I'm not going to even do anything. Right? But what does Jesus say in the Gospels? Be not afraid. Come follow me. God has given you a plan. God has some special things just for you. And he doesn't want you to be afraid to live it out, to share his love, to share his mercy with the world. So as you're gathered together next week in Thanksgiving at grandma's house or your house or your cousin's house or wherever you are, be grateful. Maybe even ask your family if they want to go around the table and say, hey, what are we thankful for? What are we grateful for? And maybe it's green beans. Anybody grateful for green beans? Okay, some of you are. Great. I'm just grateful for apple pie. But that's beside the point. I got off the track. Let's be grateful for that God loves us and has something special in plan for us, and that he wants us to spread his gospel in our own special way. Whatever that might be for you and for me. But let us take this time of Thanksgiving and watch some football, eat some food, be with family, but let us also pray. Let us pray in gratitude. Let us pray in petition. Lord, show me my talents. Show me what you want me to do with those talents so that I can live out your plan for me. Great. Have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself. Come back refreshed next week. I know we still have a couple more days left this week, but come back refreshed the following week after Thanksgiving, and know of God's love and mercy, and just fill your heart with gratitude throughout next week. God bless you.